and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A U.S. official says at least four Americans were killed and others may have been taken hostage after Hamas launched a surprise attack on Israel yesterday. President Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today about the hostages. CBS News correspondent Holly Williams is in Tel Aviv.
Civilians were slaughtered on the highways and in the towns of southern Israel. And Hamas also took Israeli hostages, including women, children, and the elderly. They paraded some of them through the streets of Gaza, along with their other trophies, captured Israeli military vehicles.
The Israeli death toll has risen to 700, and Hamas says it's holding at least 30 hostages. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab, also from Tel Aviv.
The question many Israelis are asking is how? How was Hamas able to carry out such a massive and sophisticated attack without Israel's powerful and well-funded intelligence apparatus having any inkling? A catastrophic intelligence failure that Israel will likely spend years trying to understand. Some regional observers suggest its arch rivals Iran and the Lebanon-based Hezbollah may be involved, something neither are confirming.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz defended his decision on NBC to call for a vote that ousted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
If you lose your job, is it worth it? If you lose your job, will it be worth it?
Absolutely. Look, I am here to fight for my constituents, and I'm here to ensure that America is not on a path to financial ruin.
Tourists will be allowed to return to areas of Maui around Lahaina, which was heavily damaged by a wildfire 2 months ago. Councilwoman Tamara Paulton.
We need certain things to be able to open to tourism. You know, we need stability of housing. We're not machines.
Around 2,500 people have died after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake hit Afghanistan. The BBC's Yogita LeMay.
Rescue and relief operations are still underway in the Herat province in the west of Afghanistan. A dozen villages have been virtually flattened, and people are trying to search for survivors under the rubble of collapsed mud homes.
Several strong aftershocks followed the earthquake. The death toll is expected to rise. The Powerball jackpot is still up for grabs.
No winner in the Powerball drawing, which means it now rolls over to Monday night. The estimated lump of cash now, $1.55 billion. That is a cash value of about $680 million before taxes, of course.
Matt Piper reporting. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The lights are off. Everything is quiet. You're ready to sleep. But your brain isn't. It's going a mile a minute, stressing about every detail of your life. Like that awkward thing you said when you were 13, or whether you chose the right career, or that unanswered text you sent earlier. Sound familiar? Whether they strike before bed or any time throughout the day, racing thoughts are a pain. Therapy can give you a place to work through all those thoughts and come up with solutions so they don't keep you up at night or stop you from enjoying the rest of your day. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences. Connect by phone, video, or chat from wherever you are. Switch therapists anytime and use flexible week-to-week scheduling to book appointments. Get a break from your racing thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 31. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 51. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 35. Tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our fantastico engineer and producer. It is Thursday, October 5th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back into hour number two on the big program. Again, following the top breaking news story of the day here in Wisconsin and also a national story as well. According to reports, Associated Press and otherwise, Governor Tony Evers was the target of a would-be assassin yesterday at the state capitol. A man brandishing a loaded handgun came into the Capitol, got as far as the security desk outside of his office. Capitol Police questioned him, and when it was apparent he was carrying a gun without a permit, of course, concealed carry is permitted here in Wisconsin, but not open carry. Gun was loaded. Man was arrested, said he wanted to talk to the governor about violence against men. Was taken into custody, and minutes, if not hours later, the judge and district attorney let him back on the street, posted bail so low that this guy could post it, and apparently told police that he had access to several weapons and was able to use them, and came back. The Capitol closes at 6 p.m. to the public, and this guy comes back around 9 o'clock last night carrying a loaded assault rifle, once again wanting to see the governor. The man was arrested again, and reports are at this hour being held in custody for his mental health reasons. So far, according to reports, no formal charges have been filed the second time, and his name has not been released. We will continue to follow this story as it develops. Again, as we reported last hour, Governor Evers was on a hit list of an individual last year who also shot and killed a judge in Wisconsin. This narrative of violence against elected officials, I don't care what party or what side of the fence they're on, it just has to end. And as importantly, it has to be called out. And in all seriousness, I hope that those people who listen to this show that do have access to former Governor Scott Walker and Republicans in the state will pass on. You can still be for the Second Amendment, but you can call out this type of action, this political violence or attempted
political violence has to end.
In fact, I feel like that makes you seem more legitimate as a supporter of the Second Amendment. If you are saying you want responsible people to have guns, if you're just saying give guns to everybody, do whatever you want, no one's going to take you seriously. You become a clown.
Right. Agreed. Great point, Mr. Summers. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will lighten things up a little bit. At 2:30, we have Peter Rapine joining us. He will take your calls if you would like to call in. He is the managing editor of E-Bombs World. What is E-Bombs World, you ask? Well, if you're of a certain age, when I talked to Mr. Summers about it, you knew what it was. You're a young guy, but you knew what it was.
Yeah, back in the early days of YouTube, that was my primary source, YouTube, of just, I don't know, interesting things, funny things, viral videos. But I also flipped around between similar sites like Newgrounds and E-Bombs World.
Well, very good. If you have an early memory of getting on the internet, having access, give us a call at 2:30 when Peter Rapine will be here and the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
I will say, I looked it up earlier today and went on the website and I was like, well, looks different now. But also, one thing that's still the same that warmed my heart a little bit, you know, when you have a tab open on your browser and it has a little icon, like you have the YouTube play button, you've got the Google Drive symbol or whatever, that is still the same. It's like a pixelated banana with a face.
Oh, really?
And I appreciate it.
A pixelated banana?
Yeah. I'll have to show you. I'll have to put it up on the screen, but I appreciate that it is still the same.
Right. Absolutely. I want to call in, weigh in on the breaking news of the day or anything else. We always love to have your calls. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. New Marquette Law School poll coming out. And we've had Charles Franklin. Professor Charles Franklin on this program several times, a renowned pollster. And looking at this, it's not great news if you are someone who wants to see Joe Biden reelected. It's a wake-up call for all these people out there. They're like, Trump's not going to be the nominee. It's going to be somebody else. Republicans are going to wake up and smell the coffee and the 91 indictments are going to, you know, have an effect. No, actually, they're not. Donald Trump is raising record amounts of money right now. Trump says he raised over $45.5 million in the third quarter. Let me say this again. Donald J. Trump says he's raised more than $45.5 million in the third quarter, according to Axios. And a new poll out by Marquette Law School poll, when asked, said, who do you trust to handle the economy? Trump 52%, Biden 28%. On border security, Trump 52%, Biden 28%. Inflation, Trump 50%, Biden 27%. But yet, in a head-to-head, Biden still leads Trump 51 to 49% among likely voters. Come back and talk about it on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Fall into a hiring spree with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Sportsman's Pub, a family-owned stable here in our community. Open every day for you, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., 4810 8th Street South.
I dare you to try their famous Sportsman's Burgers and not have your mouth watering with just one whiff. One-third pound and half-pound Angus beef patties cooked to perfection and topped with all fresh ingredients. But don't stop there. Be daring and try the 18-hole sandwich or a Grand Slam patty melt.
Come in, sit down, and enjoy. Sportsman's Pub, a proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. This feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing,
sing.
Ring, 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 ring.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Mr. Zommer's on the board. He introduced me to this last fall as we were taking calls. I said, "Where did you get that song?" He goes, "You never heard of Rafi?" I said, "No, I did not."
I don't know if I said that, but
I think you did.
Maybe I did.
You knew the artist. I didn't know. So I'm filling in for Pat Quitelow today and tomorrow as well. You can get up early with me if you want. Sam and I in the morning, 6 until 8 here, where Mr. Quitelow is on a well-deserved vacation. And so Chad Holmes and I from Bull Falls Radio have been splitting the Up North News fill-in host duties. Tomorrow is my third and last day hosting Up North News. Pat Quitelow returns on Monday morning at 6 o'clock here at Civic Media. But so I'm filling in for Pat Quitelow this morning on Up North News, and he does this segment of, you know, Zommer's used to do the program of music history, right?
Yeah, I used to help him out do that every morning, and it's a lot of fun. You find out a lot of stuff that you didn't know.
You did not know. So what I found out today, that on this date, October 5, 1994, Egyptian-Canadian singer-songwriter Rafi releases Banana Phone, an album of children's music. Now, nothing very notable at the time seems apparent. However, the title song becomes a viral internet craze 10 years later in 2004 when a Flash animation, like the Flash comic strip, Flash animation featuring the song is posted on
animation as in Adobe Flash.
Oh, yeah.
It was
just
in early 2000s. That was a very popular. That was something you'd find on E-Bombs World or whatever.
See, this is exactly why you have a young person be your producer. So there you go. The Flash animation site featuring the song is posted on the website Newgrounds, which I have no idea what it is. But after this, Rafi becomes internationally famous, and Banana Phone makes it onto the radio and later radio and TV shows, including the Opie and Anthony show. The Colbert Report also used Banana Phone, and Countdown with Keith Olbermann.
See, I didn't know it was used all these other places. Yes. I'm not familiar with whatever video is talking about using that, honestly. Yeah. For me, it was just because all of my sisters and I at some point have been enrolled in dance lessons. And,
really?
Yeah.
Did I know this?
I don't remember if I've mentioned it before.
How long were you in dance?
From like kindergarten until about sixth grade. I decided not to do it any longer, but.
Mr. Zommer's, you can dance.
Well, I could. Can. No.
I think I've talked about this a little bit on the show. I myself am in a dance class right now with my lovely sister who is a alum of the Betty Hayes School of Dance in Southwest Wisconsin. Betty Hayes just became, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, certified by Guinness Book of World Records as the longest female dance teacher in world history at 77 years, I believe.
I'm going to have to talk to Jean Wolfmeyer though in Manitowoc and see how long she's been doing it.
Yeah.
if we need to call a Guinness.
Challenge Betty Hayes. It is at your own detriment. How old is your dance teacher, your former dance teacher?
I don't remember.
Betty is in her early 90s and still teaching dance. And so she and her lovely daughter, Cheryl, are doing this this online dance class. And so it becomes more of an aerobic workout, you understand, which is fine because I could use, to lose a couple of pounds. So every Monday and or Tuesday night, we're doing this this dance class thing. So anyway, there you go. So that's what's in music history coming up here in a few minutes. We'll talk to Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World, and find out all these cool internet things. Before we do that, though, I want to talk a little bit about this Marquette Law School poll, a national poll that came out here yesterday. Today. And again, it's the head-to-head still has Joe Biden winning in a head-to-head with Donald Trump. But on almost every issue aside from Social Security, people say that they think Trump could do a better job, which is astounding to me. And I want to use this as a wake-up call again for people. And I'm not saying I'm no Karl Rove on the Republican side. I am no James Carville on the Democratic side. Lord knows I'm no Desi Arnaz, which I have no idea what that means. But anyway, look, here's the thing. I spent 30 years in politics. I know a little something about it. And especially Republican politics. I left the party in 2011. But there is almost no way, to use a double negative, that Donald Trump will not be the nominee. He's going to be the nominee because it's so divided right now. Nobody's getting out. They all insist on being in there. It's dividing the vote. And the way this is set up, Trump at this point is almost assured to be the nominee, folks. All right, just the way it is. And again, to the story in Axios today, Donald Trump, the former president, said yesterday that it raised more than $45.5 million during the third quarter, a blitz that his campaign attributed to, quote, overwhelming grassroots support, unquote. We'll take him at their word. By the numbers, according to Axios, the campaign said it has more than $37.5 million COH, that's what we call the political business, cash on hand, entering this month, with $36 million designated for use in the primary. Trump has aggressively fundraised off his mounting legal troubles, bringing in millions alone after the release of his mugshot in Fulton County. All this stuff, well, Trump doesn't want his mugshot out there. Heck no! He absolutely wanted that mugshot out there because he's used it to raise millions of dollars. Trump's third quarter fundraising blitz, an improvement from the previous period, gives him the financial edge as he maintains his strong lead over Republican rivals in primary polling. His campaign said it raised $35 million during the second quarter of this year. His biggest challenger, supposedly, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the 2024 campaign raised $15 million during the third quarter. $15 million. And get this. When you're in a political race, congressional level, U.S. Senate level, or higher, there's only two things that people are really interested about in the political world. Your poll numbers and your cash on hand. Not how much you raised, how much you have in the bank right now. According to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' campaign, he has $5 million cash on hand right now. $5 million. Trump has $37.5 million cash on hand. Ron DeSantis is toast. He just moved most of his campaign staff to Iowa, probably in very bad conditions. Probably put him up in a barn or something. Because they're putting all their chips on the table in Iowa. Because if he can't win in Iowa, it's over. Nikki Haley just passed Ron DeSantis in the polling in New Hampshire. So, I mean, if you don't think Donald Trump is going to be the nominee, you're smoking something. And number two, with the cash on hand that Trump has, far outpacing anybody else, he could blow them away in advertising. He doesn't have to do the debates. And his base loves the fact every indictment that he gets, they love him more. I know. You're like, Todd, that's crazy. I know. Which is my point. That the mega folks, not the typical Republican, but the mega folks, it's like a cult. It is a cult. All right? How can you have a guy that 91 indictments, a guy going after our military, a guy who makes fun of the disabled? How can you vote for a person like that? Well, it's the truth. And the Marquette Law School poll is a pretty darn good poll. So between the money and the poll numbers, and again, what's really crazy about this is that on the issues, when you ask them on the issues in this Marquette Law School poll, most people say that Trump can handle the issues better, but yet they're going to vote for Biden, probably on character alone, which is a good reason, and to save democracy. But this is why we have to double down, tell the truth, expose what's really going on, and help people understand. Don't yell at people. Help people to understand what's at stake here in 2024. Go to the phone lines quickly. WRCE in Richland Center there. Robert from Richland Center says, speaking of the Banana Phone and Rafi, they say they have multiple. Wow, look at Robert Marine in Richland Center having multiple Rafi albums from the 80s and 90s when our children were young. Wow, they saw him live here in Madison twice back in those days. So Rafi was quite famous before, although perhaps, had a big resurgence after the events you mentioned. Well, look at that. I had no idea.
Mad respect. And I know Pat Kreitlow from Up North News was also familiar with Rafi, that really? His kids listened to him as well.
Well, look at that. Kreitlow getting it done. What else here on the text line to cleaning things up here? Jeff from Shorewood from WAUK says, what does Trump spend on? Not ads. He gets free airtime on the news. Gotta be attorneys. Well, yeah. I mean, he's using a lot of his money for his personal legal affairs. And they're also very good, whether you like it or not, the Trump team, very good at digital. Again, remember, he's not got a bunch of goofballs around him running this campaign. The guy who is running his campaign this time is Chris LaCivita. Is the same guy who ran Ron Johnson's campaign for U.S. Senate last time and won and beat Mandela Barnes. So Chris LaCivita, Trump's campaign manager, knows how to win in Wisconsin. Just keep that in mind. Also, Mark from the SAC on WMDX says, quote, check out the song Long Tall Glasses by Leo Sayer from 1974. Think you can dance? Oh, wow. Is this it? All right, here we go to break. Stay tuned. We have Peter Rapine coming up next on the show. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just poultry and game. But if it's all the same to you, then yes, I will try my hand. If you were as hungry as me, then I sure you will understand. Now wait a minute. Of course I can dance, of course I can dance. I'm sure I can dance, I'm sure I can dance. I can dance.
Watches this music video, a wireless mic would do this guy good. Trying to dance while you're standing still at the microphone, a little less effective. Anyway, see you back.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot. Oh! My God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up, Badgers score! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship!
All the legends!
Leaf deep, breakaway, Caulfield in for the win! He shoots it! Scores! Give him the homie now!
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate!
It's everything! Everything!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. It's time for Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Game two of the Mike Hastings era as the Badgers finish off their weekend series with the Augustana Vikings. Jason Jennings is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach, Mr. Fix-It, Ian Perrin, alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, Mike Hastings earned his first win as the Badgers head coach in the 300th of his career with Wisconsin's 4-0 win over Augustana last night. Christian Fitzgerald, a transfer from Minnesota State, scored the first goal about a minute into the opening period. Senior Matthew D. St. Fowl made it 2-0 early in the second, and then freshman Quinn Finley lit the lamp twice in the third, while Kyle McClellan pitched his first shutout with the Badgers, making 25 saves. You know, for a first game with a lot of new faces, not only on the ice but on the bench, pretty good, wouldn't you say, Ian?
Yeah, I mean, I've been on the bench for first game, new coach, new faces, all the rest of that kind of stuff. There are segments of the game that I'm sure each coach in particular, power plays and penalty kills were just like, oh, what did we just do there? You know, that kind of stuff. And there was a couple mix-ups when people misread plays, all the rest of that kind of stuff. But the thing that I took home from the game is that everything that they did wrong or was not really up to the snuff with it was correctable. You know, it was very fixable. Just show them on the tape what's going on, and I think everything is very, very correctable just because of the fact that it was the first game under a new system with some new faces. Yeah, it had a lot of positives, more so than negatives.
This will be the last home game for Wisconsin this month. Six straight road games coming up. A trip to Bemidji, then Grand Forks, Houghton, Michigan, and Minneapolis. But first, it's Wisconsin and Augustana. And we'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 31. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 51. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 35. Tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
We're at the Kohl Center in Madison for Game 2 of the 75th season of Wisconsin hockey. The Badgers beat Augustana last night 4-0 in the opener, and they take on the Vikings again tonight at 5 o'clock, just about a half hour away. Joining us now is head coach Mike Hastings. Again, congratulations on your 300th career win and your first as a Badger. Pretty neat that athletic director Chris McIntosh was here to give you a puck last night and celebrate. That's pretty cool.
You know what it was? Very appreciative of him being in the building and his wife, and really just a lot of people just sticking around and saying congratulations. It was a big weekend for everybody at the university, with it being homecoming and a lot of success throughout the athletic department, a lot of enjoyment for, you know, people young and old here in Badgerland, and it was a good night for everybody.
Yeah, and you touched on it in the postgame show, too. The players also gave assistant coaches game pucks. Todd Cannott, Nick Oliver, Kevin Murdoch, Tom Inkrot. That's well-deserved, too, because you're in this all together, aren't you?
100%. That one, I told the guys after the game, I know I'm not the smartest guy, but there's not a lot that surprises me really in our own area, and that surprised me a little bit, and from an appreciative standpoint. And I told them, if we can maintain that mentality that different people get a share in the wealth and accolades go around, we're going to be a better team for it.
So after further review of last night's 4-0 win, what did you think?
Oh,
that's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah.
Do we have enough time?
Yeah, some good and some bad, yeah. You know, or I should say a complete opportunity for us to learn. You know, I thought we started a little nervous, and that is to be understood. You know, it was the positives, I'll tell you, is I like that we got better throughout the game and probably played our best period in the third period. Hopefully that can continue from the drop of the puck tonight. Second thing is our young guys played well. When you have Finley get two, and I thought Whitelaw did a really good job in his debut. You see McClellan go in, and when we did breakdown, which we did, he was there. Our puck management was what it would be in a first game. That's got to be cleaned up. And then some on the negative. We took ourselves off the power play three times, and that's inexcusable. We can't do that. So it's a learning piece that we're addressing, and hopefully we'll grow from that tonight. And so from the most important piece is we can learn when you still want a hockey game. And that's important for a young team like we have.
Sure. The Badgers in Augustana again tonight. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. So you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's the Badgers and Augustana coming up here tonight. Last game at home this month. Wisconsin will play six straight on the road after this before coming back to the Kohl Center to play Michigan in early November. You mentioned Kyle McClellan started in goal last night. He'll get the start again tonight. He was very calm last night. And if you use the words goaltender and calm in the same sentence, that's usually a pretty good combination.
It was. And when called upon, I thought exactly what you said is he actually made our team calm down a little bit because we did have some breakdown, some turnovers in our end, some poor decisions and some poor execution, and he was there to cover it up. That's what you need out of your goaltender if you're going to be successful, especially for a young team, especially this early in the season. And he did that for us. And, it's great to see him have the preparation and then the execution that he had last night.
As far as the mistakes or miscues in the defensive zone, how do you address that, and what are you looking for specifically from your club here tonight?
Well, we've got to continue to grow in our support of each other around the puck. You know, we have a tendency to get spread out. And what I mean by that is off of a defenseman's puck touch, whether it goes D to D or he has it himself, we'll have a tendency of getting out of the zone and not being there for options. And the more options that they have, the cleaner we're going to get out of our zone, which means we get to the neutral zone with possession and support, which allows us to get into the offensive zone with possession and support. Hence, you're going to have the puck more. You're going to be on offense more. You're not defending. Once you start spreading out and getting away from each other, you're looking for, instead of 10 to 12 foot passes, you're trying 30 and 40 foot passes, and those are harder to accomplish. So we've got to get back and try and support our defensemen a little bit better and give them some more outlets.
That's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. They take on Augustana tonight. More of our pregame show coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Did you know, Ian, that no singular head coach in Wisconsin men's hockey history has won the first two games of his coaching career with the Badgers?
I did know that only one won its first game, I think.
Well, let's see. A.C. Viner did not. Robert Blodgett did not. Kay Iverson did beat the Janesville HC Club back in 1925.
I think that's a misprint. It's supposed to be HS, okay. High school.
It could have been, right? W.R. Brandau in 1927 won his first game against Janesville HC. Let's see. Who else here dating back into the 30s? First-time head coach. Art Thompson did not. Art Thompson later became the co-head coach when Wisconsin resumed varsity hockey in the 1963-64 season.
Yep.
Art Thompson and John Riley. John Riley then became the sole head coach in the 64-65 season. And that year, the Badgers won their first four games, beat McAllister twice and St. Mary's twice. They ended up finishing 14-9-0. John Riley, the only sole head coach to win the first two games of his Badgers head coaching career. Bob Johnson didn't. Jeff Sauer didn't. Mike Eaves didn't. Tony Granato didn't. Mike Hastings has a chance to do that here tonight against an Augustana team coached by 37-year-old Garrett Reboyne, a two-time All-WCHA defenseman at St. Cloud State from 2007 to 2010, a three-year captain. Spent 6 years as an assistant at St. Cloud, 4 years at Minnesota. It was the very first game in the existence of Augustana hockey last night. Garrett told me earlier this week that it was sure big for his players and the coaching staff, but even more important for the university and community of Sioux Falls. What he said about last night's game, it looked like we had a college hockey team. And I'd like your opinion on that, because actually, if you look at half their lineup, 14 are NCAA transfers. Half of them, more than half of them, have played college hockey before.
Exactly. They all came, those 14 in particular, came with their skates already sharpened, you know, I guess if you want to put it that way. But the situation for them is that they're all have at least played in college hockey games, understand the pace, understand the difference in mentality, college versus junior or high school. And as I referred to last night, like Penn State situation, you have to have a spattering of all different age levels and experience. And I was pretty impressed. The fact that the one thing that they did have is Rose, the goaltender.
Zach
and
Rose.
He was really good. I just watched him in warm-ups stand at the center ice dot and try and shoot the puck to hit the crossbar in the open
the
net.
Goaltender, right.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah
that's not something you see a high school graduate come in here and do. But, you know, again, I think he did it the right way. They're doing it the right way. They have equal distribution of freshman, sophomore, junior, seniors, fifth-year players, all the rest of that kind of stuff. And to have a person like Shea Donovan, who's a fifth-year player who didn't play a lot here, but he's very understanding of the college hockey game.
Yep. Good to hear the UW band here tonight. They were not in attendance here last night. Badgers in Augustana. We'll check the Big Ten in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin wraps up its non-conference series with Augustana here tonight. Also in Big Ten play, 5th-ranked Michigan trying to split at home against 18th-ranked Providence. Wolverines lead 4-1 in the third. 9th-ranked Michigan State trying to sweep Lake Superior State in East Lansing. Spartans up 3-2 in the third. And after losing at home to Clarkson last night, 20th-ranked Notre Dame scoreless with Clarkson in the second period in South Bend. Third-ranked Minnesota opens its season tonight with an exhibition game at home against Bemidji State. Let's take a look at the UW Health Injury Report brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The Badgers in good health. Healthy scratches tonight. Sam Stang, Owen Mellenbacher, Tyson Dick, and Brady Cleveland. For Augustana, Zach Rose in goal last night, played well, made 41 saves, but the transfer from Bowling Green a couple of years ago had surgery on both of his hips, and so Garrett Raboyne has decided to take it easy with Rose as he gets back into consistent playing time. So tonight, Augustana will start a freshman in goal, 6'2", 175-pounder from Abbotsford, British Columbia, Josh Kotai, K-O-T-A-I. Kotai last year played for Battleford, the North Stars in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Yep, and he was good. In fact, the goalie of the year in the Saskatchewan League led the North Stars to the championship. 32 wins, 4 losses, 3 ties, a 239 goals against average, a 935 save percentage. Their top defensive pair on the line chart for Augustana, fifth-year graduate student Shay Donovan from Duluth, former Wisconsin Badgers, started last night. He was minus 2. He's paired with former St. Cloud State Husky Brady Zimmer. And the top line on the Augustana chart from left to right, freshman Hunter Bischoff from Minnesota. He was the first recruit in this program's history. Arnold Vachon, the best forward they had last night, according to the Vikings head coach. Vachon, a transfer from Colgate. And Simon Falk, he's a transfer from Fairbanks. That's the top line for Augustana. As for the Wisconsin Badgers, as we look through the quick trick lineups, Kyle McClellan back in goal for Wisconsin. The senior from Manchester, Missouri, stopped all 25 shots he faced last night for his first shutout as a Badger and his first collegiate shutout since February 25th of 2022 when he was a sophomore at Mercyhurst. He made 32 saves in a 3-0 win at Canisius. Only once last season did McClellan start back-to-back games. That was February 11th and February 17th. He beat the Gophers here in Madison, stopping 32 shots. 3-1 the final. He then gave up 5 goals on 13 shots the following Friday in 30 minutes and lost at home to Michigan State, 6-2. Daniel Lodge and Mike Vorlicki, the starting defenseman for Wisconsin. Vorlicki, the captain, fifth year out of Edina, Minnesota. Lodge, the junior from Altoona and the Pittsburgh Penguins draft choice. The top line on Mike Hastings' line chart from left to right, sophomore Cruz Lucius, who had a couple of shots on goal last night. David Cilia, the senior from Ontario, who assisted on a goal last evening. The main faceoff man, although Cilia lost 13 of 25 faceoffs. And on the right wing, Matthew D. St. Fowl, the senior from Lake Forest. He had the prettiest goal of the night last night, didn't he? Making it 2-0 early in the second.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to look up top shelf in the dictionary, you would find a picture of that goal.
It was a beauty. Right down the right goal line, little toe pull, and then he roofed it over Zach Rose. So there are the lineups brought to you by Quick Trip. It's Wisconsin and Augustana. Badgers going for a weekend sweep, and we'll have the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya. From sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help.